The WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision. We are going to talk some mental health this morning. Matt Oliver, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you here on a Friday. We appreciate your time this morning.
Matt, I noticed that WLFI, I think it was yesterday, had a big article regarding mental health, especially for kids. Talk a little bit about how difficult it is for kids to try to adjust to what we're having to adjust to.
You know, it's a great question because kids are pretty vulnerable with putting things in perspective at times, and the number of people reporting stress and anxiety has been going up. In fact, we saw recently a journal, new research coming out of the Journal of General Internal Medicine, talking about how they're seeing increases with kids and adults. Honestly, for increased mental health symptoms, whether it was feeling nervous or not being able to stop worrying or just having little interest or pleasure in things and feeling down and depressed and hopeless. And we know that youth are one of the leading causes of death for youth is suicide. And September is Suicide Awareness Month, actually. And so the number of teens that report having serious thoughts about suicide in the past month generally is disturbing. It's over 20%. And we're also seeing just general increases in stress. And so this is a time where it's okay to make sure we're checking in with each other. And it's okay to talk about suicide with teens. It's not going to make them more at risk for hurting themselves or thinking about ending their lives. And taking time and having conversations is a good thing because help is right by and it's very accessible and it works.
How difficult is it for people to deal with the, you know, the stigma of seeking mental health and all those other things? How difficult is that in your mind for them to handle?
You know, fortunately, I think stigma has been reduced. It's still a problem. But it also, at the same time, I think people have been accessing care more than they have been in previous years. One of the things that's been helpful is people have been more insured than they have been in previous years. And so that's a good thing. I think sometimes they just don't always recognize when they should get help. And so sometimes people suffer in silence for far too long. And people can be a little bit anxious. They're not sure they want to get involved, or they may not want to upset a person. Or they feel like they should just muscle along themselves without getting help. But generally speaking, if people have a supportive friend or a supportive loved one who can talk just empathically yet directly about their concerns, that makes a big difference.
Matt, I've also seen several articles here in the last month or so, or maybe 2 weeks, concerning the fact that there's a lot of a lot of mental health issues involving kids who aren't having the opportunity to play football or maybe to do the things they really want to do. Is that, have you been able to pick up on that or not?
Yeah, for sure. I think whether it's youth or adults, we are definitely seeing the impact of COVID having an impact on restricting access to things that we used to do. I think people are generally adjusting to COVID and kind of knowing that, you know, okay, I can work around it, but definitely being able to get out and to engage in social activities makes it all the more important that we are watching how are we doing. Kids do well when they're able to get out and exercise. Adults do well when we're able to get out and exercise or be active and connect with people. And even though we can do quite a bit of that through social distancing and try to manage health risks or concerns, it definitely, when people are cooped up, when they feel like they're not having a routine, they're not using the, you know, historical kind of or more traditional types of coping by being out with other people, it does make a difference.
What is the main thing that, in your mind, or main recommendation you would make to people who have got these kind of issues right now? What would be the main thing or two you'd suggest to them?
You know, I think, look, if you're watching yourself or watching others and you're seeing increases in anger, social withdrawal, thoughts of suicide, possibly increased or use of drugs or alcohol, or particularly if you see people kind of checking out and giving away items, kind of thinking about plans for suicide, talk to them immediately. Suicide's very preventable. Oftentimes people that attempt suicide, that they're doing it somewhat impulsively, and it can make a huge difference to just express concern, let them know help is available, and that, hey, treatment does work. Talking to a therapist that can help you reframe kind of your state of mind can be life-saving.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
You know, I just really appreciate all you're doing for the community. I'm making sure people are aware of the resources. You know, we've got Community Howard's Clinic in Frankfurt, just right on the square on 205 North Jackson Street. If people want to take a look, you know, we're available at eCommunity Howard Behavioral Health, and people can access 24/7 crisis. But we can get people in pretty quick, virtual or in-person services. And we absolutely appreciate being a partner in the community to make sure we're promoting health and well-being.
Okay. Matt, thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Be safe and have a great holiday weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
That's Matt Oliver with IU Health. Appreciate him for our Leading with 2020 Vision with WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce.